John Busby with the Culture Buzz, and joining me now is an author I've been looking forward to sharing with you. Jessica Treadway is the author of a book called The Gretchen Question. I will confess to you folks out there, as I confessed to Jessica before we started sharing the conversation with you, I have not had a chance to read it because I had it on my bedside stand, and my wife absconded with the book, and she just gave it to me just the other day, so I haven't completed it yet, Jessica, but she gave your book glowing reviews, and so I cannot wait to get into this book. Your background, you know, you're a teacher in creative writing, and you do so many different things. Tell us a little bit about your background, and then I want to get to the fun question I like to ask, which is the evolution of your book, The Gretchen Question.
Sure. Thanks so much, John. I have always known I wanted to be a writer, so I've been doing it since I was very young, even though those early stories didn't make much sense. They were just one plot point after another, without, you know, cause and effect. And so I've been lucky in that way because I was never tempted to try to do anything else. That's a nice way of saying maybe I was never any good at anything else.
No.
So I've just always been fascinated in observing people in the world or hearing news stories. I actually started out my money career, as a news reporter. So I was always fascinated by real life stories and wondering what was it like to be inside those people. I was, you know, just fascinated by people who were, you know, facing challenges that I never had to face, or being in situations I can't quite imagine being in. And being a fiction writer is, you know, a wonderful experience for that, because you have a great deal of freedom to try to explore lives that are not like your own.
Well, I love it. One thing I have to admit, Jessica, is I believe creatives like you, your receptors are bigger than the average bear's, and so you're always looking at what your environment, what your situations are presenting you, and you're kind of tossing these nuggets into their little baskets in your mind, where you have rows and rows of shelves, and each shelf has a myriad of baskets. And there was one basket you didn't know about, that the name was the Gretchen Question basket, but it started filling up, I know. By the way, folks, jessicatreadway.com is the website. I'm going to mention it a couple more times. I want to make sure I mention it once. Jessica Treadway, Treadway. But talk about the evolution for the Gretchen Question, how those bits and pieces, and then, of course, I want you to kind of give a non-revealing overview of what the story's about. And then I'm going to sound like a doting parent, because I'm going to talk about what some other people are saying, but give us kind of that backstory, that evolution of the Gretchen Question.
Oh, sure. Thanks for asking that. It actually began with my being asked to do the same errand that my narrator, Roberta, is asked to do, a very simple errand, which is a friend of mine was going out of town on vacation. It happened to be the same day that her recycling and trash bins would need putting back, and she wasn't going to be home for a week. So she asked me. She didn't know her neighbors well enough yet. She had just moved in, and we live close by. She said, could you just, you know, come over and roll them back down the driveway? So it was a beautiful summer's day, driving over to her house, and I was thinking, well, this is a real win-win situation. You know, I get to do a favor for a friend. It's a beautiful day. It's my lunch hour. And then maybe this goes back to what you were just saying about fiction writers being different from other people. I thought, how can I complicate this? How can I make this win-win situation
a problem? How can I intrigue it?
And at the time, this was during the summer, as I say, and I was at that time a few months beyond surgery and treatment for cancer, which seems fine now. I'm happy to say that I'm fine. But it was on my mind because it was just a few months after that. And so that became part of the story, since it did seem like a way that I would know quite intimately as to how to complicate the situation of something that otherwise appeared very good. So those two things were how it opened, and, you know, I just started writing. I told myself not to worry about how anybody else might read it. I find that I have the best success for myself when I do that, and not, it's very hard to do not to second guess either premises or even individual words or sentences. As I go along, I decided I would just give myself the time to sit down with my notebook and explore, you know, where it might be going. And it, you know, as all of my books have and stories have, it took some turns before it got to the result. But that's really how it started, with the most prosaic of errands. And then I tried to just, you know, both complicate it and ramp up the drama in it.
Well, I love it. I mean, your background is so diverse and prolific. You have so much to draw from. You're obviously a natural-born storyteller. I love what Lily King, author of Euphoria and Writers and Lovers, had to say about it. The Gretchen question is a powerful and emotional ride with disorienting, satisfying turns, and a stunning end. Treadway is masterful.
It was a very nice quote to get. I have to say, I jumped up and down, to be honest, when I saw that. I was very pleased with that. I hope we don't build it up too much.
No.
Your listeners won't find it a disappointment if they do turn to it.
No, folks, you're going to enjoy this. The Gretchen Question is the name of Jessica Treadway's new book. Look for it. In fact, the best place, as far as I'm concerned right now, is contact your local independent bookseller. Just say, you know, I just heard about The Gretchen Question, Jessica Treadway's new book. I really want to get a copy, and I want to get it from you folks. I want to support the independent bookseller. They will get it for you if they are sold out at the current time. Don't worry about it, but just get it through them. Find out more about Jessica, too. She's got a great website, jessicatreadway.com. That is where you find out so much more about her. She's got about 5 lifetimes of creativity packed into her one vivid life. But the Jessica Question, just a fun book. And, you know, you mentioned something that really captures what I think is the essence of a good writer, a good storyteller, and that is you take things that people experience or witness in kind of their everyday lives, but you kind of give it the extra texturing, the extra colorization that those kind of events and happenings need. And then all of a sudden, you need to keep building this, and it becomes this wonderful work that becomes, in this case, the Gretchen Question. Is that kind of, well, this is kind of a convoluted question, but you know, I kind of follow these weird paths. Is this kind of the thing that you share with your writing students too? Because you obviously practice what you preach.
Well, thank you, John. Thanks for that observation. I appreciate it. I don't try to step on, you know, what my students like to write about. I mean, definitely they bring what they want to do. I do resonate to what you just said, because even though I have in some of my stories and novels written about people that have had extraordinary things happen to them, I think my greatest pleasure comes from writing about people who aren't remarkable at first or even second glance. You know, you might not look at them twice on the street. You wouldn't look at them and say, oh, that person has an interesting story. Certainly that's true for my narrator in this book. I think she you know, she's not someone that people would think was necessarily interesting. But I think all of our stories, our histories, our childhoods, our fears, you know, our hopes, what we love, I mean, they're very precious and poignant to us. You know, and to the people who love us, I think. And so when I'm writing a story, you know, of whatever length, I'm really hoping more than anything that a reader will come away feeling that they've inhabited a character and thinking that's what it's like to be that person.
Yes.
I mean, those are the strongest experiences I've had as a reader myself. And so that would be the most gratifying thing that I could do. You know, as a writer. And I think that we have conversations like that sometimes in the classroom. I actually, now that you mention it, have never asked my students what it is that they hope to achieve in a reader with their own writing. So maybe that's something I should add to the conversation. I appreciate your
Let's add one more thing, of course. Jessica Treadway is my guest. She is a wonderful author. The Gretchen Question is her new offering to you. I do recommend that you get this book. Find out more about Jessica. I love her website. She's got all sorts of things. She's got essays, biography, events, books, things like that. Go to jessicatreadway.com. That is how you connect with her. Let's talk a little bit about that main character, Roberta Chase, because there's something very vibrant and connectable in my mind about Roberta. And so, you know, I have a feeling that when looking at Roberta as kind of a special recipe, you picked and chose from different areas the ingredients for her. What pantries did you choose from? I know part of the pantry selection had to have come from you, but and because you mentioned that as kind of the impetus for that, but what were some of the other pantries and ingredients you kind of added to make Roberta Chase and give her so much good dimension?
Well, thank you. I like that metaphor of a recipe. I think that there's very little about my actual life that resembles hers in terms of, you know, logistical things, except for the fact that, I mean, she actually does have the same kind of cancer that I had. But, for instance, she is a mother, and I'm not a mother. I've written my way into mothers quite a few times, and I'm not sure why. It's not something that I set out to do. Maybe not being one, it's something that we would like to explore because I haven't had the experience. So I think the other thing about her that I may share with her is that she does keep to herself. And, you know, the kind of focus of the book is that she's kept one or two big secrets in her life and is now kind of facing a crisis and has to decide whether the right thing to do is to keep on keeping them. I wouldn't say that I have big secrets like that, but I think that I do tend to keep to myself. My people are Brits and Swedes, and so we don't tend to, I would say, you know, we're more introverts than extroverts, or I am anyway. I definitely share, you know, parts of myself with the people that I know well, but I don't, you know, do it comfortably with people that I don't. And so I think what I felt most in Roberta was this kind of this reticence. But it's worked for her for most of her life, but then she's come to a time where push has come to shove, and she has to decide whether she's going to do something different from what is comfortable for her.
Well, I love your reference to your heredity, the social stoicism that comes from your background.
Well, I blame it on that.
That's it. Yep. You know, you can always, you know, look at the genealogical charts and say, well, that's why. Exactly. It's a good scapegoat. You know, folks, this is a fun book to put into your stack. It's one that's just going to resonate with you. Trust me on that. The Gretchen Question by Jessica Treadway. Her website is a way to connect with this book. JessicaTreadway.com is the website. Of course, go to your local independent bookseller and ask for The Gretchen Question by Jessica Treadway, and you will have a wonderful book just to put on the top of your reading stack. I'm going to do the doting parent thing again. Here's another quote, folks. Spellbinding, utterly deceptive in its brevity, Jessica Treadway's novel packs into a single day one of the most haunting stories I've ever read about the price we pay for the secrets we keep. It's also about friendship, motherhood, mortality, the meaning of work, and the search for lasting love. That's from Julia Glass, National Book Award-winning author of Three Junes and A House Among the Trees. And those are just two voices that I gave during our chat today from a chorus of people who are singing the praises of Jessica Treadway. So make sure you get your copy of The Gretchen Question. This is so fun to meet you for the first time. You have this wonderful body of work, but I have a feeling that your muse is relentless and you'll be writing more, which means the last thing I want to do is say that when the next book comes out, you carve a little bit of time because the microphone will be open for you here on the Culture Buzz.
Oh, thanks so much, John. It's been a pleasure, and I very much appreciate it.
Well, good luck with everything else you're doing. In the meantime, folks, get your copy of Jessica Treadway's The Gretchen Question. Thanks so much, Jessica.
Thank you, John.